Hey, C3 family. It's the 17th of June, and we are in 1 Thessalonians 3.
This is a really short chapter today, and really not a chapter that's, I guess, real conducive to studying, per se, but it does have some cool stuff in here. It's kind of broken down into two different parts. First of all, the first part of chapter 3 is Paul just sharing with the people of Thessalonica or Thessalonica, however you choose to say it, sharing with these people how bad he wants to come and see them and see how they're doing. And then the second part is Paul writing to them and just encouraging them. And Timothy, who had visited the Thessalonians, has brought back good news. And the good news that he brings back is that these people in Thessalonica are growing in faith and in love for one another. And so I want to point you out to a couple verses that just really stuck out to me as I was reading through this. Yeah, verses 7 and 8, it says this: "Therefore, brothers, in all our distress and persecution," and he's talking about himself, "we were encouraged about you," the Thessalonians, "because of your faith." And then he says, "For now, we really live since you are standing firm in the faith." So I'm going to read this one more time. "Therefore, brothers, in all our distress and persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith. For now we really live since you are standing firm in the faith." So there's some things that are obvious here, and that is that Paul is very encouraged. He's encouraged because though he himself is going through great distress and persecution, he's encouraged because the Thessalonians are really walking the talk. And then he even goes to the point of saying he really lives because they're standing firm in their faith. So I want you to think about a couple things here. First thing is this, and this is a common theme you're going to hear from me a lot, especially talking about Paul, but also talking in regards to what's going on in our world today. Persecution for those who are walking with Christ is coming because this society's tolerance for God's truth is less and less. And I hate to say it, but it will be less and less. And it's going to cost us more and more as we stand on God's truth and not fall into humanism and the worldly ways. So that doesn't sound very encouraging, does it, today? I look at this world, and as I say so often, I'm constantly praying for Jesus to come back. How about today, Lord? How about today? And I'm watching before my eyes this world go downhill so quickly. Here's another thing, though, that I want you to know is that I am so proud that there are so many of you hearing these messages every day that are not folding to the pressure to conform to the world and the standards of the world. And as Paul stated in verse 8, I love this verse and it resonated with me because this is how I feel about you. "Now I really live since you are standing firm in the faith." One of the most encouraging things to me in my life today is that I have never seen so many people in this church who are hungry for truth, who are chasing after the Lord, who are desiring to grow, even though you know that the target gets bigger on you by Satan and by others, and you know that persecution is not going away and it'll get worse. and yet you are standing firm in the faith. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of this church. And I know some of you don't attend Celebration, and I'm so proud of you that you are making an effort every day to draw closer to Jesus. I'm proud of you for your commitment to walk with the Lord, even as we watch our world fall apart, even as the price to follow Christ will grow and will be harder. And yet here you are saying, I've counted the cost and it's totally worth it. I thank God for you today.